Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. And it's time for the five stories we're watching today.
One, two, three, four, five.
All right, number five, California Governor Gavin Newsom is continuing his bizarre Twitter trolling. Mm-hmm. It's very odd and kind of unsettling and not funny. I don't even know what the jokes are supposed to be.
It's losing some people, that's for sure. And then you've got the hipster leftist saying, oh, this is the way you go about attacking Trump.
But it doesn't make any sense.
No.
Like, so he's got a post calling to make America Gavin again? I'm not even sure what that means.
Make America Gavin again?
Make America Gavin again.
What does it mean?
Were we Gavined at one point?
Not that I know
of. Even Gavinized?
Right.
And if you got to ask why it's funny or how it's funny,
yeah,
probably not funny.
Well, like free Brill Cream for every man in America.
Well, he's also highlighting crime in red states, singling out cities, which in most cases have been Democrat strongholds for decades.
Yeah.
Like St. Louis,
yeah,
Memphis.
Weird.
He's
yeah.
going on and on and on. It's like, what are you doing, dude?
Well, I mean, the state doesn't control that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, he's just counting on idiots thinking it's funny or something, but like, I mean, the assassination AI renderings, like where, like there's one where he's got the bandage on his ear. It doesn't make sense.
No. Robbins was going off on that.
Or like he's
yeah.
holding up a ketchup bottle in the iconic photo right after Trump got shot. I'm like, I don't even know what the joke is supposed to be.
It's fake blood.
Is
that it? Yeah.
It's just not very good.
I mean, dispute that one. Yeah.
Someone died there.
I know, man.
That's very odd. Anyway, number four, Kilmer Abrego Garcia, a.k.a. Maryland Man, has turned himself into federal authorities, and he has been arrested and now faces deportation after a long legal battle. They're talking about sending him to Uganda.
Yeah.
Number three, President Trump signing an order to end cashless bail in Washington, D.C. as part of the crime crackdown. By the way, 12 straight days with no homicides in the nation's capital.
How about that? That's remarkable.
And just to bring it up again, it's August. That's usually like one of the prime months for murder.
Yes. Yeah.
Number two, he's also talking about sending the National Guard into Chicago. The mayor, Brandon Johnson, says there will be a street uprising if that happens. And number one, HHS has confirmed the first human case in the U.S. of the New World screwworm. The case was from someone who traveled between El Salvador and Maryland. Looking at you, Abrego Garcia. Screwworms are parasitic flies who lay eggs and wounds on any warm-blooded animal. Once the eggs hatch, hundreds of screwworm larvae use their sharp mouths to burrow through living flesh, eventually killing the host if left untreated. This has wreaked havoc on
the
cattle industry.
With the screwworm, I got divorced.
Yeah. So those are the top five stories that we are watching today. Cook like a pro with Chef IQ. It's like a meat thermometer, but smarter. It lets you know when your food is done exactly the way you want it. Get 20% off site-wide with code MVCR at chefiq.com.
I don't know if you heard this story. We'll make it short. Because Ozempic, it's been a wonder drug for a lot of people. But you've heard of Ozempic face. You can leave face sags. There's a part of the female anatomy that this has happened to.
Oh, really?
And they're spending a ton of money to reverse it. This is the Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Huh. Ay, ay, ay.
How do you reverse it? I don't even know if I want to know. I really don't.
Well, it's like a plastic surgery kind of thing.
Oh, I see. You do it artificially then.
So it's, yeah.
So maybe there's some miracle cream or something.
Not that I'm aware of. Okay. No. So, biggest story of the day, David?
Well, a lot of silence now because I'm
Ozempic saddlebags? I don't know.
Yep. Sort of. How that works.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. That's why I timed that story to be about 10 seconds long.
Yeah.
It's like hit and move.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still processing it.
Before you guys have time to ask me questions that I can't answer. Well done. Okay. We'll get to a couple of news updates. A dad confronting a daughter and what's your story? Straight ahead.